Brute force. If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to Soft Web Radio, special operations military news, and straight talk with the guys in the community.
On time, on target, Soft Web Radio. We're here to bring you the best and military news and what's going on in the world. And today we have a very special guest with us. We want to welcome to the podcast Jay Lewis, who is a captain in the United States Army. Jason started an organization to make an issue of veterans with tinnitus more public, and he wants to bring the issue of better hearing protection for soldiers to the forefront. He served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about all of that. But first, we want to welcome him. Jason, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And this is something, as I talk to you offline, I suffer from both hearing loss and tinnitus. So this is something near and dear to all of our hearts. I believe that I think you mentioned to me in one of the emails that we got back and forth that hearing loss and tinnitus are two of the top disability claims at the right now.
Yeah, so tinnitus is the number one with approximately 1.7 million claiming tinnitus. So, and then hearing loss is a close second. I think it's around 1.3 million. And those are the top two claims of people, of soldiers in or veterans in the system claiming, you know, both tinnitus and hearing loss. Of course, tinnitus is a result of the hearing loss.
Sure, sure. But before we get into that a little bit more, let's talk about your own experiences. You served in Iraq and Afghanistan. What unit were you in the Army?
So I was a civil affairs officer, served as a Brigade S9 in Baghdad under General Phil. That was in 2006-2007, and was with the Blackjack Brigade in Camp Prosperity in the Green mm-hmm. Zone. We did our patrols out of there. And so I was there in April when General Petraeus said we were halfway point, and General Petraeus kicked everybody in the gut and said, hey, we're going to extend for 3 months. So got the full mill deal there in Baghdad. And then after that, I went to SOF community and was with 91st Civil Affairs Battalion. And I deployed with 3rd Special Forces Group to Afghanistan in Camp Chamkhani, which is along the Pakistan border in the Paktia province.
That's a hot area. So,
Well, my buddies went down to Helmand. So, you know, they thought we were kind of at a resort.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But let's get into this. I mean, obviously in your service, you were subjected to, you know, loud noise, gunfire, probably IEDs, artillery mm-hmm. fire, the whole 9 yards of stuff. You know, and I think this is something that, you know, and I was a leader myself. I was a executive officer on a special forces team. And, you know, when it came to hearing protection, I really don't think we took it seriously enough until it was probably too late.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, I was enlisted years ago before I became an officer. And I tell the story as a Stinger crew member. And by the book, if you launch a Stinger missile without hearing protection twice, you sustain, you know, hearing damages, you know, so bad it'll make you go deaf. That's what they told us in the schoolhouse. And so I got an opportunity to fire a Stinger missile at a live fire event. And I'm in the pit, and the pit sergeant, you know, is shouting out the commands, and we're all nervous. And I'm like, you know, sergeant, I can't hear you. He just rips out my ear hearing protection, said, can you hear me now? You know, and I go on to fire that missile right next to my ear. So, that was the beginning. I can go on to tell so many stories of just, of situations that we're in. Like if you're in a mortar attack or a firefight, you're not going to start yelling to your guys, "Hey, everybody, put your hearing protection in." You're pushing your radio buds deeper into your ears so you don't miss any radio traffic.
Exactly. How I come up with tinnitus and hearing loss, back in the late 80s, we were training an anti-tank company with the 7th Special Forces Group down in Honduras. And they were using the 106 millimeter recoilless rifles. And one of our guys was a comedian. And, everyone came back after lunch. And we had big earmuffs when we were firing those, because that's how loud those things were. And I had my earmuffs on top of my head, and along with a couple of other guys. And, one of our guys thought he would be really funny and wake all the, the Honduran guys up by cooking off a round to start the afternoon. And I was standing right beside this, 106. And when that thing went off, I had immediate, like that high-pitched squeal in your ear. And I had that for about 3 weeks, and it never really went away. I still have it even today. I mean, I'll tell you, my wife, I drive her crazy because I have to sleep with the TV on, because otherwise that high-pitched squeal in my ear will drive me nuts.
Yeah, that's the deal with tinnitus. I didn't start dialing into tinnitus until about 3 years ago. And I got out of the military in 2010. And, once you start dialing into that ringing, it can be really discouraging. It could cause a lot of anxiety. It did with me. And, I looked everywhere for just, resources, things that, that other people were talking about it. And so, yeah, because you're listening to a ghost, right? Nobody else can hear it. And, so your family, my wife too, it was, she really can't understand, what the issue is, with tinnitus. That's the ringing, get over it. But, she doesn't say that to me, but, there are people who would feel that way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's tough because, when you're in a really quiet room, that's when it gets loud. I mean, if you're in a, a normal setting, it's not as bad. It's when everything gets really quiet. And when you try to go to sleep, I have to have some kind of background noise. I have to, or I won't sleep.
Yeah, I mean, Spotify for me, I'll do the 8 hours of Forest Rain or something like that, just to cover the ringing sound.
Yeah, I've done that too. I've done the Forest Rain. I've done the, there was one that was like some jungle sounds, but that drove my wife nuts. So we had to stop that one. it was after you got out of the service that, this became like kind of a mission for you.
Well, I'm rated. So getting even, getting rated for tinnitus, you usually get rated about zero. Just so if, later on down the road, you start having problems, then you've at least got it on your record. And then, so out of the gate, I was rated at 10%, which is the cap for tinnitus. You can't get rated more than 10% the VA with tinnitus. With hearing loss, if you have hearing loss, you can get rated higher, but tinnitus caps out at 10%. So I knew I had it. Again, I was just so busy. I got 5 kids and, I was starting a business and just really wasn't dialed into it. And, but down the road, it was, I'll tell you, there was a couple weeks about 3 years ago, I was, what's this ringing going on? It's not going away. It's really bothering me. It feels louder. And I'm in a quiet room with my wife, and I just took the risk and I say, "Hey, sweetheart, do you hear that ringing?" She says, "No." I'm like, "Oh man," that kind of sinks you deeper in kind of the despair of like, is this going to be with me forever? Am I going to always, have to be listening to this, and how am I going to get through it?
Exactly. I mean, I definitely feel that pain there. I mean, because I've been dealing with that forever. I mean, it seems like. And then, you know, the hearing loss, it's, you know, that happened immediately at the same time. And, you know, it's really difficult because when you have hearing loss, a lot of times, I don't know if you've come into this situation on your own, but if you're in a crowded room, like a something place in public, like a bar or a restaurant, or like you're in a crowded movie theater or whatever, somebody's talking to you, you can't hear anything that they say. And right. it's because that background noise kind of blends everything in. And, you know, the VA set me up with hearing aids. But I mean, it doesn't really do much for that, you know, that kind of public, background noise type of thing. Do you have issues with that yourself?
I'm, you know, my hearing is still, you know, I don't have as much hearing loss as, you know, the tinnitus is what really got me. Mm-hmm. You know, but there definitely is, you know, I've got to strain, and I've considered getting ear hearing aids as well, partly to increase my hearing, but also to you know, there's types of hearing aids you can get that'll counteract the tinnitus.
Well, I got the ones from the VA. I don't know. It doesn't do much for tinnitus, but it definitely helps. I mean, and, you know, it's just one of those things. But now, is there any chance of the VA upping this disability rating at all for tinnitus? Is this something
the VA has got, they've got a couple of departments they're running. I had that up, but I don't, doesn't look like it's up. They're doing a lot of research into, you know, tinnitus and hearing loss, and they've actually put out some really good videos. The doctor that leads it, he also suffers with tinnitus himself. And I've also talked with a doctor, Dr. Sarah Theodorf, who's out of Portland, Oregon. She's with the National Center for Rehabilitative Auditory Research, NCRAR. And they're, you know, they put out research papers, you know, trying to improve the treatment for tinnitus. So, the issue that's been, you know, a problem that I've identified, I think that a lot of veterans would agree with, is that you get diagnosed with tinnitus and that's it, right? You got tinnitus. That's, you know, we'll rate you, but there's not much you can do. You know, we don't have much else for you. So there's this whole new evolution of thinking about tinnitus that's coming out of the VA, that they want to start linking it to programs that will help you cope with the tinnitus. They're starting to recognize that a lot of soldiers that have PTSD, a lot of soldiers with traumatic brain injury, will almost, you know, I think it's a high percentage, 80-90%, will have accompanying tinnitus to go along with it. So, I mean, if you put those groups, and also there was a research paper put out last year by the by a research group in Sweden that linked higher suicide rates among people who suffer from severe tinnitus. So there's a whole group out there that they hear like roaring, you know, they hear stuff like that would probably drive me crazy in a minute. You know, these are people who suffer with severe tinnitus, but I think the VA is starting to put the pieces together that tinnitus is more than just a physical disability. You know, for a long time, tinnitus was thought of as just a neurological mental disability. Like that's in your head, you know, and only recently are they starting to say, hey, this is a physical issue.
Right. And, you know, and I did some reading prior to us, you know, talking to this afternoon, and, you know, they have the American Tinnitus Association, and, you know, they've been, you know, trying to raise resources for more research, and, you know, but it's still, I mean, it's, they don't get a lot of money to do that. It's something that, you know, I think the VA should probably look at doing a little bit better by you know, all the veterans.
Yeah, I think this is a, I know this is a problem, you know, for a lot of vets. I mean, I've done other radio interviews, podcast interviews, and the, you know, they suffer with it just like you. And, you know, this isn't something that really is talked about. And I don't want to like put it up there with something like multiple sclerosis or breast cancer or chronic depression. But, you know, it is something a person really suffers with, and it really needs a voice, you know. And back in the 80s, you know, you never really talked about some of those issues that I just mentioned. But, you know, with tinnitus, I think because so many people, not just veterans, but like, you know, guys like William Shatner, Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas, Sean, what's the guy, Martin guy from Coldplay, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are coming out now. And, you know, Huey Lewis is another one. He's got severe tinnitus. You know, a lot of these guys who are rockers back in the day, you know, and the fans, you know, we were just devastating our hearing back in the day. And so, you know, I think tinnitus is going to be one of these, like, you know, issues for our generation. You got so many people, about 50 million people in the United States that are suffering with tinnitus. And, you know, just to be vocal, I mean, William Shatner, he was Captain Kirk in Star Trek. You know, he said he was suicidal, you know, and, you know, he's just, you know, just coming out and being able to say, hey, this is causing me this kind of distress. You know, this ringing, it's that big a deal in my life, and it's causing me that much distress. Just to be able to talk about that, you know, for me, it's been really helpful. It's not just a coping mechanism, but just to know other people are out there suffering with it and, you know, sharing ways, strategies of dealing with it is super helpful.
Yeah. I mean, it helps talking to the VA about it, because like I said, when I went there, you know, I kind of got poo-pooed by it, and they were like, well, that's really nothing. But, when I went this past, it was about a year and a half ago, I got an auditory specialist that, you know, was listening to what I actually had to say. And that's when they fit me with these hearing aids. They said should help. It doesn't really help a whole lot with the tinnitus, but it does help me hear better. But, you know, it's just one of those things that at night I have to have. They call it white noise. I don't really call it white noise. I just have to have some kind of background sound, you know.
Yeah, like a fan or something like that.
Yeah, so yeah. I leave the television on at night, you know, because that, you know, talking in the background will kind of knock down that ringing sound. Because it's very disconcerting. And if you try to sleep in a very quiet room, it will drive you up the wall.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point is, like, you know, already, you know, as veterans, we already, you know, have the stress of our service and stress of, you know, whatever missions we did. And, you know, we've already got, you know, all those issues going on. But I think tinnitus is one that really isn't, you know, you hear about the traumatic brain injuries, and those are serious issues. But, you know, I think, you know, physical injury happened to our ears during our service, and, you know, coping with that and having to deal with the issues from that, you're going to have to deal with it the rest of your life. You know, I'm not part of that camp that believes that, you know, there is a cure for tinnitus. I think tinnitus is something that's going to be with me, and I'm not, you know, it's not a matter of just giving up on it. It's just the facts of the research and everything that's out there is that, you know, I got to tell my, you know, hey, I'm going to have tinnitus for a long time, so I better start learning how to deal with it. Now, the good news is research says that those who have been struggling with tinnitus for more than 6 months and then beyond that have learned how to cope with it. So, like, what they're basically saying is you're really stressful. You're really going to go through the pit on those first, you know, that first 6 months. But if you can get past that, and you can start to come up with strategies to learn to live with your tinnitus, you're going to have quality of life, you know, and if you don't, then you're not going to have quality of life, and it's really going to make your life miserable.
Yeah, absolutely. And so where are we standing at this point right now?
With as terms of research and how the VA is helping with tinnitus?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, like you said, I think the VA in your own situation where it's they're paying closer attention, they're actually prescribing you hearing aids. That's one step. There's a whole other step that is a management. It's a total tinnitus management system that the VA has created, and it's on the VA site. It's on my website as well. All six videos. And they also offer a handbook, and that handbook is available on my website as well. And this is all created by the VA. And this is a tinnitus management system that they've created, and they will walk you through it with that handbook. And I mean, and so it's not just throw you off to the handbook and the videos. They're also starting to explore mental health services for those suffering with tinnitus so that you can specifically get whatever mental health professional, whether psychologist or even an audiologist, that can look at the mental health aspects of a person living with tinnitus, not just the physical aspects of it, but how does tinnitus affect you mentally? So I think the VA right now is, and again, we're just at the start of this. You know, in the past, they've just not treated tinnitus as a serious issue.
No, like I said, in the past when I went there, they just kind of sloughed it off as, it was nothing to worry about, like it was nothing. But it is something when it affects your sleep, because it eventually, becomes an issue, and it can make other issues that you have, I guess, worse. So it's something we all have to work
video.
On.
I dug up all these videos and posted them on my website concerning famous people with tinnitus. And there's this great video interview. It's 1985. And the singer Barbara Streisand and Barbara Walters, right? Barbara Walters was the big interviewer in the day. And so Barbara Walters is hesitating to bring up tinnitus. And she's Barbara Streisand's well, go ahead. I'll talk about it. And Barbara Walters is kind of I don't want to make you seem kooky. And I'm that encapsulates. That's perfect example of how people view tinnitus, even up to recently. Hey, I don't want to make you feel crazy. So what's this ringing in your ear? But now the research is being proven that this is a serious issue. That happens. Damage to your ear canal and the sensitive the hairs that are in there and the spectrum of frequency that you're supposed to be able to modulate in your ear canal, that all gets damaged when you get exposed to very loud noises over time. And I know, especially in your community, in the soft community, because I rolled out with those guys in Afghanistan, was in part of that community. We're talking not just combat, but training, how many jumps have I done, and just the loud, the engines of the C-17s and the all that's involved with training events,
where
hearing isn't emphasized at all.
I was talking with the audiologist about that, because I said, as a primary jump master, you're hanging out the door of an aircraft. Right. It might be a C-130 or it might be something else, but the engines are right there. And they're turning pretty high, heavy at that time. I never remember ever wearing hearing protection on a jump. I don't think I ever did.
It's a safety hazard. I've done enough patrols and training events. It's dangerous to not be able to have 360 awareness of what's going on. And that includes your hearing. And, so there are ways. I know that the VA and the military are researching such as bone conducting radio monitoring. They have that, but it's not at the level to where you've seen anything be approved at a mass level. I mean, you know, you have Peltors, which, you know, and even these 3M defective earplugs were meant to, you know, if it's kind of like a car airbag, you know, like something goes loud and immediately those earplugs are supposed to seal off your ears somehow. And, you know, that's kind of what the Peltors do, but the Peltors are huge, right? I mean, they're gigantic. And then that, you know, whether they're working, you know, I never wore Peltors in combat, you know, and again, I never wore anything but my radio monitoring earbud in my ear. You know, so it just, because the hearing protection, it ends up being a safety hazard.
I've been remiss and I haven't, you know, asked you to share with our listeners your website where all this is explained.
It's easy. www.vetswithtinnitus.org.
There you go.
Yeah, you can go on there and you can find all kinds of good resources that will, you know, it really, the website's just meant to, one, just have a network, create something for veterans to be able to go to, talk, you know, and see that they're not alone. Also, you know, there is I've got a day job, so I don't have all the time in the world to spend doing this. But, you know, I think the long-term that needs to happen is not just the diagnosis of tinnitus, the treatment of tinnitus. I think for our current war fighters, you know, who are out there in the field right now, that the military really owes them better hearing protection. And I think, you know, your most promising again is this bone conducting radio, because until you can somehow remove the earpiece that you're using to monitor your radio in combat, you're not going to be able to implement hearing protection. It's a joke. It's all just for show.
Okay, and you know, on your website, you mentioned the National Center for Rehabilitative Auditory Research. And then what are some of the other things? I mean, we talked about, you know, like for sleep time, but what are some of the other things that people can do to manage it, like without having to go to a doctor? Is there any other things that you can share with our listeners about that?
Well, I mean, I have my own, you know, I can give my own personal, you know, there's a lot of good, you know, I shouldn't say a lot. There's some books out there. There are also some gurus out there who are trying to get your money. So you got to watch those guys. But I think, you know, and a lot of things that I've heard, in it's almost like, I don't want to call it a philosophy, but you just have to have a mindset of that tinnitus is not going to become front and center in your mind and ambush your day. You know, I can have different mornings where I wake up and hear the birds chirping. I can hear my kids eating, you know, at the breakfast table, and there's no tinnitus, right? There's just days like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's other mornings where I can wake up and bam, the tinnitus is right there. Or like you say, when you're in a silent room, bam, the tinnitus is right there. I think one of the things that really helped me to Chris Martin, he's the guy from Coldplay, and he said this as well, is to just realize that tinnitus is just another system, right, that makes noise, it does make noise, but it's just one more system in your body, like your heart's always pumping, or your lungs, you're always breathing, you know, and that kind of putting tinnitus in its place and keeping it there has been really powerful for me. To overcome letting tinnitus kind of get out of the cage and start affecting my quality of life. Because, you know, there's days, you know, when I was really struggling with it, I would be so irritable, you know, on days where I'm really struggling with tinnitus that, you know, it affects the way I treat my kids, the way I treat my wife. And so it took me a long time to just put in place the rhythms, the routines of how I think about tinnitus. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let it become this overwhelming monster in your life, you know, that you think, you know, you just can't live with it anymore. You just got to put tinnitus in its place and keep it there. And you know, that's worked for me at least.
Sure. Now, is there any kind of support system out there for people who suffer, especially some of the people that suffer with it in, you know, in a severe form?
Well, I'm a part of a Facebook group of not veterans, and that's kind of where, you know, I felt that there is something lacking, and for veterans specifically, because we, you know, it'd be like a you know, if a group of old rockers want to, like, you know, get together and say, yeah, my well, yeah, we played that music pretty loud. Now we're all struggling and suffering with tinnitus. You know, so for veterans, you know, it's just, yeah, the VA recognizes it. But again, the VA is, you know, and the VA is getting a lot better. I will tell you, I am impressed with how good the VA is getting over the last few years in terms of calling you back and following up and making sure that, you know, and even with this tinnitus research, it's amazing how good the VA is getting versus what it was even 15 years ago, even 10 years ago. So, you know, that network, though, again, I think this is just something that I personally want to talk about, you know, and if I even reach, you know, one person who's really struggling with tinnitus and just doesn't see how their life can go on with tinnitus, you know, hey, I would just offer them hope that, you know, you can have quality of life right alongside with tinnitus. And, you know, and that's what I enjoy today. You know, it was a rough road, but, you know, you can get there.
Now, is there anything on the horizon have you seen that our hearing protection is going to improve for especially the military guys out there?
Well, I know they did a study with three of the biggest bone conducting headphone companies, and they did this study, and all three were fair to middling. You know, they were good products, but they just weren't, you know, mass producible and stuff you want to really issue. I guess they're kind of a little bit gun shy after their 3M debacle of issuing anything that's going to say, hey, this is going to protect your ears. But I honestly have not seen anything that, you know, is on the horizon that is as being touted by anybody. Because hearing protection, again, is just something that's so, like, it's not interesting. It's not talked about. You don't really see the effects of it right away. Like if it was a traumatic brain injury, you know, or you know, you got shot, like those are, okay, I know, you know, those are upfront issues that happen to a person in combat, but hearing damage is just one of those things that's, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And I think that's how the military approaches it, because I know they do have some organizations within the VA, but I've picked through a lot of that information, and it's just a lot of research, but there's not a lot of talk about how are we going to protect the warfighter's hearing right now, today. I mean, if another combat or if another war kicks off today, you know, I'm sure everything I've seen, our guys are still going in to these combat zones with the same type of hearing protection that we had back in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, that's the sad part. And again, I mean, I think it has to be a command influence type thing where, you know, we have to start ensuring that junior leaders right down to the squad level make sure that guys are protecting their hearing. Like I said, I started doing it way too late.
Yeah, you nailed it, Steve. That's exactly it. It's got to be you got to get down to the squad leader level, where that squad leader is taking hearing protection seriously just as much as eye protection. You know, I can remember always wearing eye protection in combat just in case a mortar round goes off or something. And you've got eye protection on. I think they were like Oakley's. So that's something that you could implement. The hearing protection is really difficult to implement because of because you have to monitor the radio. Mm-hmm. And so, but overcoming that, I mean, I know there's got to be the technology. We can create the technology. But yeah, implementing it would be the more difficult piece, because, you know, going around making sure everybody's got their hearing protection, that's easy to do on the practice firing line, you know, when you're in training. But in combat, you know, that's like one of the last things you're thinking about is hearing protection.
Right. Yeah. Well, as I said, I learned about it way too late. You know, it was after I was out of the military, a good friend of my wife's and I, he was the head roadie for a couple of years with Metallica. And we saw them at a big stadium concert. We were actually on the stage with them, and their sound system was a lot taller than I was. And I put earplugs in because I had learned the hard way that I knew my ears would be ringing for a week afterwards. Well, you know, I could still hear the music, or you could feel it right through your bones up on the stage.
Sure.
Yeah. But everybody that was with us talked about how their ears were ringing for days afterwards. And I always remember that. And I was like, yeah, I learned that lesson the hard way. So,
yeah. And it's something, well, my grandfather, he worked in car washes. He had tinnitus and he had to go to sleep every night. He had to have the television on, you know, but I think our generation is just going to get, I mean, you know, again, already 50 million Americans are already suffering with tinnitus. You know where they really have focused and made it a national priority is in Great Britain. In Great Britain, they have all kinds of organizations and supporting organizations and research and national campaigns to, you know, make tinnitus awareness a priority because so many people in Britain are struggling with it. So, I mean, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I know there's other people out there that are, you know, trying to make this awareness, you know, tinnitus awareness. You know, there's so many things competing for attention these days. But, you know, for me, I really, you know, and why I'm doing these podcasts and why I've got this website is just to address, you know, those individuals that just looking for resources, looking for a network, just so they know, hey, you're not alone. And that also that they know that this is something that happened to you. This is not just some ghost that's haunting you, that you, this happened to you just as much as if, you know, if a, you know, an IED goes off and that concussion hits your body, you know, when those mortars go off or the gunfire or any kind of the loud noises, that is happening to your, that is physically happening to your eardrums and damaging your eardrums. So I think that needs to be known more broadly. Because like we've talked about, you know, with VA just, okay, well, you got tinnitus, move on. You know, there's not a lot of real counseling with, hey, you know, this could develop into an issue of mental health for you. And we're here if you need us.
Right. And again, for our listeners out there, especially I'm sure most of our listeners who served in the military, they probably have some form of hearing loss or tinnitus.
Yeah.
So again, www.vetswithtinnitus.org. Check out the website. And, you know, there's also a tab in there where they can donate to help. And explain that to our listeners as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's just there to kind of cover costs. I would like to travel to, you know, some of these audiology conferences, VA conferences, set up a booth and just, you know, and I've got a day job. You know, and I've got five kids that are in school, so I don't have a lot of time to devote to this. But when I can pick up a podcast interview, or if I can, you know, travel to these conferences and just start to be, you know, bang the drum on this issue about tinnitus, that it is a mental health issue. You know, you couple like a guy with PTSD, I'm rated 30% for PTSD, and then, you know, and tinnitus, you know, or especially they did a research with the people with brain traumatic brain injury. And you know, they're already in a category where they have more likely to have thoughts of suicide, more likely to have high anxiety in their life, low quality of life, you know, and so tinnitus adds to that. It's not, you know, it's not just like just some other thing that's an outlier. It's can be a front and center issue just as much as any other problem we come out of the military with.
Yeah, that's something I definitely have to get updated because I'm at 70%. For chronic pain due to injuries, results of, you know, what we did. And I have zero right now for tinnitus or hearing loss. And that's been documented in my record since the days of being in the 7th Special Forces Group. So that's something else that, you know, I never thought of it that way, that, you know, the chronic pain combined with that, the lack of sleep can make things worse. So that's something I'm going to have to look into personally.
Yeah. You're a double whammy because this research paper that was put out in Sweden, they actually they likened sufferers of tinnitus with sufferers of chronic pain. And so it was kind of a same demographic, kind of the same issues, same thoughts of suicide rates or suicide rates, you know, higher than the general population. You know, so, I mean, you know, yeah, a lot of our veterans today, I mean, we've had a lot of veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq commit suicide, you know, and that's tragic. So, I mean, you know, something like this, I mean, you know, you really want to catch these guys. You want to build support networks around these guys. You know, I've been out of the military now for 10 years and I'm adjusted, right? But, you know, that's come at a cost and that hasn't been easy. And I know a lot of your listeners, you know, you've just gone through, you know, when you get out, you finish the military, you don't have a huge network of people that have done what you've done, especially in the soft community. You know, you're even more limited in who your network can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, check out the website, vetswithtinnitus.org. There's a tab in there, resources. I mentioned it briefly earlier, the National Center for Rehabilitative Auditory Research. There's a progressive tinnitus management workbook that you can click on and download right there. If people are suffering with that, if you know someone or you're someone who's suffering with it, you can download the workbook and check it out and hopefully get some relief from that. But Jason, I want to thank you for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add, you know, to our listeners out there about this issue?
No, it's a pleasure. And, you know, I know it's, you know, we come from kind of a tough guy culture. You know, and the last thing a guy wants to do is admit that a little bit of ringing in his ears is causing him anxiety. But I would say, hey, you know, that is a serious issue. Tinnitus is no joke. And if you get on, you know, some of these famous, you know, people that are starting to come on online about tinnitus, you know, it just takes, you know, a few people talking about it. You're not less of a man if you have an issues about, or less of a woman having issues with tinnitus. I will be the first to say, you know what, it caused me a lot of anxiety and problems for quite a while, and it took me a long time to learn to live with it. So, you know, I would just say there is hope out there, and you can manage tinnitus, and you can live with tinnitus.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. And, yeah, we want to thank you for joining and, you know, talking about this issue. It's always something we're always looking out for our veterans, and you know, hopefully we'll find a happy medium for all this stuff. But thanks again for joining us here on softrep.com and the SoftRep Radio Podcast, and take care.
All right, Steve, thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Soft Rep Radio.